Let no man despise thy youth, but be thou an example to them that believe, in word, in manner of life, in love, in faith, in purity. 1 Timothy 4 and verse 12. Vines defines example as primarily denote a blow to strike, hence an impression, the mark of a blow. John 20, 25, where Thomas speaks concerning the seeing the print of the nails in the Lord's hands. B, the impress of a seal, the stamp made by a die, a figure, image, Acts 7, 43, where it speaks of the figure the children of Israel made to worship Moloch. C, a form or mold, Romans 6, 17, regarding the form of teaching the Romans became obedient to. D, the sense or substance of a letter, Acts 23, 25. E, an example, pattern, in an ethical sense, 1 Timothy 4:12. In all of these examples, we see where what was said or done left a lasting mark. There are numerous examples in the scriptures, both in the negative and positive sense. What we want to do is consider some examples set forth in the scriptures that left such a lasting mark that they may teach us and thereby help us be productive in the kingdom. Angels who sinned. The Apostle Peter said, "For if God spared not the angels that sinned, but cast them down to hell and delivered them into chains of darkness to be reserved unto judgment." 2 Peter 2 and verse 4. Although the exact nature of their sin is not clearly stated in this passage, there are a number of scriptures that similarly relate. One, and angels that kept not their own principality, but left their proper habitation, he has kept in everlasting bonds under darkness unto the judgment of the great day. Jude 6. 2. For verily not to angels does he give help, but he giveth help to the seed of Abraham. Hebrews 2:16. 3. In reference to the great day, when the Son of Man shall come in his glory, and all the angels with him, then shall he sit on the throne of his glory, and before him shall be gathered all the nations. And he shall separate them one from another, as the shepherd separateth the sheep from the goats. Of the goats, Jesus said, "Unto them on the left hand, depart from me, ye cursed, into the eternal fire, which is prepared for the devil and his angels." Matthew 25, 31 through 33 and verse 41. Angels that kept not their own principalities, but left their proper habitation, are described by Vines as having left the heavenly region appointed by God as the dwelling place of angels. These angels left their proper place in view of another and would not subject themselves to Jehovah, hath kept in everlasting bonds under darkness unto the judgment of the great day. What can we learn from this revelation and the acts of these angels? There are certain governments that God has placed in the nation, home, and church. Each of these governments have duties based upon the relationship that each sustains with the entity. In those relationships, there are privileges as well as responsibilities that no one has the right to forfeit and or assume, and those who leave their proper habitations will answer to Jehovah. Thank you for joining us for Daily Bread. This is Ross Triplett encouraging you to remember the words of the Apostle Paul saying, "So then, each one of us shall give account of himself to God." Romans 14 and verse 12.